Glad to be here, man.
Are you excited about this basketball season?
Oh, I'm always excited for basketball.
Why?
I love basketball. It's a fun sport to watch. It's a spectator sport. It's full of action, back and forth, back and forth. And it's always fun to see the different teams and how they've changed and developed over a year's worth of growth.
So who are you watching this year for these reasons?
Well, we're a 2A team. We have four teams in our region, that being Togiak, Bristol Bay, Dillingham, and Unalaska. And Bristol Bay boys and girls have had a lot of seniors. Last year they had a lot of seniors. They lost three of those on the boys' side. They were ranked number one in the state for a majority of the season, and they lost those three boys. They lost two or three of the girls.
So
they're depleted somewhat.
We're waiting to see how they look probably this weekend.
But that's correct.
Okay.
We're switching with them this weekend. But the team that I would talk most about would be Unalaska, and that would be boys and girls, because they've been very competitive, but with underclassmen, and they had some sophomores and juniors that have now become the leaders on their team,
and
they've grown physically, and they've become more skilled.
They've got
and
a pair
to,
of
to me, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Tell me about
no
those
question
Inlo.
About it.
Tell me about those Inlo boys.
Well, there's a couple of guys on the twin boys on the guys team there that are really big and strong inside, very tough mentally, very tough physically. I don't know how tall they are now. Last year they were about 6'1 or 6'2, and I understand they've grown a little more. I know their dad played football. I think he was an offensive lineman for BYU. They're big kids, and they're tough to deal with, and there's two of them. So you got double trouble, and then they're very capable in the guard position with this Carpintero, too. He kind of came into his own last year, and Vincent Nanos was really tough. I think he might have been their sixth man last year, but that kid can score. So anytime you've got a team that can go inside, outside on you, and they can dump it inside and hurt you that way, or they can bust a three, you know, you've got something to, you know, you got your hands full.
Now, we had one last year that offered just that threat here in Dillingham, and that was Dylan Wassily, and we don't have him anymore, but are we going to make up the gap where he could shoot the outside ball and he could drive the lane, and he really developed through the year.
He's gone. We're a lot smaller.
We don't have
the size that we had last year here in Dillingham on the boys' side, nor on the girls, for that matter. But we've still got Kenny Savo. We've got Cole Schlegel, and we've got Smeaton. Smeaton's still tough. He's grown. All those guys have grown a little bit, and they're good shooters. Dillingham will be when Dillingham's got the hot hand. They're quick, and they're going to score points. I might mention the Unalaska girls too, because it's similar to the boys. They've had this Marina Olson and Louisa Seaman, who were both underclassmen and were really, really tough last year. And I was surprised, I hadn't paid attention, that they're still around and they're going to be tough the same way their boys are. So I'm looking for Unalaska, both sides, boys and girls, to be absolutely give anybody a handful. I don't care if you're 2, 3, or 4A. They're going to be really skilled. I'm anxious to see them, and we'll see them home away here in Dillingham in February.
What are your predictions at the start of this season?
Well, we have four teams, and two girls' teams and two boys' teams will go to state to represent our region. Traditionally, we've been a very tough region. Last year, our girls, Dillingham girls, won first place. Bristol Bay boys were high. And we always have someone that can contend. I think Unalaska is the strength of the region, but it's too early to tell.
So what will you be looking for this weekend?
Well, we'll find out what Bristol Bay's got, because they were depleted on both sides, especially the boys.
All right.
And last year we knew what a handful they were. This year we don't.
All right. Well, bring us the update Monday on Bristol Bay Sports.
Yeah, we want to invite everybody to come and support Wolverine basketball. Man, there's nothing better. It's the
best
game in town.
It's good to have it. Mike, thanks so much.
Thanks.